we have, the process has started, and the process started on the 21st of February. That's buying of the e-vouchers. In fact, the commencement started on the 19th of February. That was the process. But we started the sales of the vouchers at all commercial banks across the country on the 21st of February, which will end on the 12th of March.
Okay, so take us through the process.
So the process of recruitment in the Ghana Prison Service is that this time we are recruiting all two categories of people. That is the commission and non-commissioned category. The non-commissioned category are those that do not have a degree and will start at other rank. The commissioned categories are those primarily with high national diploma and a degree or master's and will start as commissioned officers. But in all of this, you must first be a Ghanaian without a criminal record. You should have attained the ages of 18 up to 27 in one aspect and up to 32 in another aspect. And you need to buy a voucher from any commercial bank. That will be, give you the opportunity to go into the processes of registering, answering questions, and getting a feedback. So the first page is what we are in now. If you feel you are qualified through what I've just mentioned.
Okay, so what number are you seeking to recruit?
The number is not known yet. It's open. Ghanaians that qualify, we encourage you to buy the form. Because we are dealing with people with varied backgrounds. In agriculture, we are looking for medical doctors. We are looking for, but it will depend on the call. Government determines how many people we should take.
So as of now, you don't have any number in mind?
No.
So you can sell as many vouchers as you want?
Well, it's competitive. It is giving every Ghanaian the opportunity who wants to come into the Ghana Prison Service. So if you limit the numbers, it means some people are going to be out of it.
Okay, I'm asking this because if you're seeking, for instance, to recruit about 200 people and then you end up selling about 2,000 vouchers, won't that be too much?
It is equal opportunity for everybody. It's also not fair to limit the number. In that case, we're going to get complaints again that you gave out this number and then we are left out.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that if you sell out about 2,000 vouchers and you're seeking to recruit 200, let's say 500 qualify, wouldn't it be so difficult for you to disqualify the rest of the 300 who you cannot recruit, but you've sold the vouchers to, they've applied and they qualify as well? Won't that be a problem for you? So before you recruit, you should have a number that you're seeking to recruit so that you sell the vouchers a little above the number that you are seeking to recruit, but not so much above the number.
We will not restrict people from buying the form. The process is the first instance, if you don't qualify, you can't go through. You are just with your computer. And the advert is there. So if you don't qualify, don't just buy the form. On the other hand, if you qualify, it's competitive. We don't want to leave any Ghanaian out of this. So the issue of the number and the forms will not come here. Because if it goes the other way around, there will be a complaint that restricted the thing and people won't try their luck. So we leave it open.
That was the chief PR of the Ghana Prison Service, Superintendent Vitalis Anye, talking to Cynthia Boateng.